Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Leslie Flowers is here. Leslie is a trailblazer in women in business. She's been studying this and advocating for women's issues for a long time. She spent quite a few years in industry and the corporate world. She's been an entrepreneur for a long time. She's the author of Champion, 21st Century Women, Guardians of Wealth and Legacy. It's a book all about the glass ceiling, and she's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Leslie Flowers, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm excited to be here.
It's good to have you here. She's also a good friend of a couple of other friends of ours, Olala Njenga and Mary Contendo. And so those are good endorsements, Leslie. You can't do better than those two ladies.
I agree.
So, Leslie, let me tell you a quick little story. Recently, I watched a movie called Their Finest. Have you seen that movie?
I have not.
It's set in 1940 England during the Blitzkrieg, of German Blitzkrieg, of bombing of London. And they're producing movies to try to... That's back when everybody went to movies. I mean, people went to the movies every week, I used to be just about, in America and England. And they were producing documentaries and movies to try to lift the spirits of the English. And so one of the screenwriters was a woman. Some of her writing came to their attention, and so they brought her in as a screenwriter. But here's the payoff of my story. When they hired her, they said, "Now we paid the men £3.10 a week." But of course, this one man says to the woman, "But of course, we can't pay you as much as the blokes. So how about £2 a week?" Mm-hmm. And she said, "Oh, okay."
Well,
1940.
And
we can't pay you. Of course, we can't pay you as much as the blokes.
Well, the argument back then, of course, was at that time the women were staying at home.
Right.
And the men truly were, the divorce rate was minimal, so
right.
The men truly were the breadwinners.
Right. Yeah.
Which is
and also
point.
If a woman took a job pre-war, it was as if she were taking a job from a man. That was another issue. But I just thought you'd find that interesting that it was very matter of fact, nonchalant.
Yep.
This is God's in his heaven and this is the way it's supposed to be. So
yep.
you've come a long way, baby, haven't you?
Yeah.
Over the years. Thanks in no small part to people like you who've been advocates for the better treatment of women in the workplace.
Thank you.
Right? So tell us about your work, some of the things you've done.
Well, I guess I would ask you, do you want to address what's going on at Google?
I want to in a minute, but I want the audience to get your perspective on I don't want to say politics, but what's the burr under your blanket these days about women in the marketplace?
Okay, well, it started for me back in 2008 and really bloomed in 2013. In 2008, I chose to study Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and I fell in love with it. I was still working in corporate, so I started doing masterminds. I went into business with one of the thought leaders in the industry,
yep.
Particularly around this work, and began doing masterminds and just loved it, wasn't charging. And right now I have 12,000 hours in mastermind, et cetera.
Right.
What happened was is I didn't really know why I was doing it. I didn't know the purpose except that I just loved articulating, and I seemed to be able to grasp these complex concepts and put them in bite-sized nuggets that people could not only understand but apply.
But these aren't gender programs. These are men and women. What was the female angle that you got from this?
Well, in 2013, I became aware of a report that was done by the Institute for Women's Policy Research on behalf of our state of North Carolina, which revealed the statistics that it would be 2054 before the wage gap would close for men and women doing the same work. Now, up until that time, for 5 years, I had been doing this work and becoming masterful at it for men and women, but mostly women. And in that moment, when I heard that statistic, I got the shiver.
And did you believe that research took into consideration, was it equal pay for equal work, or was it career wise? In other words, you know, women do have babies and they're out of work and they come back and they oftentimes don't work up to their potential. That's the way the family dynamic works sometimes. Did it take that into consideration, or was it pure like for like?
It was an overview, an economic overview.
Right.
Not only.
Which you have
to
be careful about those statistics, research, don't you?
Yeah. So what happened in that moment was the big moment for me was realizing, oh my God, now I know why I've become an expert in this material,
right?
Because women don't have a clue how to match the context for success.
Mm-hmm.
These ancient business principles that have been around for 200 generations and are primarily male have created the context for success, if you will, in the 21st century. And the simple truth is women have only been in business like full force for 30 years.
That's right.
Why would we earn the same? We wouldn't. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense that
right.
You would earn the same. So that's when I realized that I could teach, and I was uniquely qualified to teach women. And that is what I've done. I have a 17-quarter running since October of 2013 Women's High Performance Mastermind.
Helping women understand how to not just demand equality, but to earn equality.
To earn and to influence. And you see, men have an inherent, you know, adaptability to success. They'll step up almost without knowing.
It's called unreasonable self-confidence. Unjustified self-confidence when women often have justified lack of confidence. I mean, their lack of confidence is unjustified.
Yes, and women would not step up because there are skills that they need to learn.
Right.
So those inherent skills that men have, when I'm teaching women
right.
how to use them intentionally, because for men, they can't use them to influence because
right.
it's a habit.
We'll take a quick break. We come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.